Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 471 in that continuing series. And we should have had our guest. Kelly Bryant was going to be our guest, and here they changed the rules on her. So she works at Mel's Diner in Branson. And down there, the waiters and waitresses all sing. And then they bring you your food, and they sing really good gospel music, country music. And so we got to see Kelly sing down there while we were down there in April on our Branson trip, and she does so well. And talked to her about doing a Musicians Come and Play program, so we had decided on July 2nd today. And they have been closed on Sundays since COVID. So back in 2020, they started closing on Sundays, and have not been open on a Sunday since. And so she had consented to do today, Sunday the 2nd, and she got her work schedule for July, and that was on Friday the 30th, and lo and behold, the owners decided to start opening again on Sundays in July, starting this, and Kelly found herself on the schedule, and they hustle down there, they work, and so there's no such thing as taking 20, 25 minutes for a break for an interview. You're on the clock. You're busy. And so she said, if there's any way, Si, we can reschedule that. She said, I feel so bad. Tell the listeners, I feel bad. You've been promoing it all week long, but just not going to work out. And so I said, absolutely. So we will have Kelly on Musicians Come and Play, and that will be on Sunday, July 23rd. Just a delightful person, delightful, very good singer. And it'll be fun to visit with Kelly. So that will be coming up on the 23rd. So that leaves me with an open show. So I've had so many requests. People said, Si, talk about yourself. Talk about your music career and everything. So a little bit about me here will squeeze in. And so I was born on July 12th of 1952, the first one born to Junior and Ginny Funnenstein, Allen, Virginia Funnenstein. And I'm the oldest of nine. And so when I got to be about second grade age, Dad is playing with the Deutschmeisters, the drummer there for the Deutschmeisters. And Betty said, you know, we should teach one of your kids to play the concertina. I'll give you a good deal, Junior, on lessons. And so he said, well, Searle is the oldest. Let's try him. So that's when Dad brought me over to Betty's once a week on Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock. I'd go in that little office there in that room for about a half hour. And get a lesson, concertina lesson, and then Dad would come and pick me up again and bring me home. And so that's how it began. And I did that consecutively 5 years, each and every week. Didn't miss a week at all, and I had a lesson every week and got to be a pretty good concertina player back in those days. And it all came to an end when 5 years later, I was about seventh grade going into eighth grade, and already had they started a band in St. Joe, and of course, no concertina in the band. So I took up trumpet with the grade school band. And after seventh grade there, Betty said, "Well, Searle, you are about as far along as I can teach somebody. Now you just need to join a band and get some experience and go out there and start playing." So that's where I left Betty and continued on with a high school band playing trumpet till I graduated in 1970. And we'll take a break right there and come back and finish the story in just a moment. But it's 12 o'clock now here in central Minnesota. And the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, reminding you to stop by each and every Friday and Saturday for the outdoor cookouts in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. This weekend, coming up on Friday and Saturday, it'll be the Sons of the Legion. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week it's the Joe Town Brats. Yes, the same great brat being served at the St. Joseph Parish 4th of July Festival. Come in and take 30 cents off each package all week long, unlimited quantities at the checkout counter. And the St. Joe Meat Market, hoping that you have a great 4th of July holiday and weekend. And hope to see you at the 4th of July, either the Joe Town Rocks concert tomorrow night or on the 4th after the parade and on the grounds there. The St. Joe Meat Market, of course, they're hoping that you have a wonderful time there. And St. Joe Meat Market wants to thank each and every one of you that stop in our town and patronize our parish festival. St. Joe Meat Market open daily Monday through Friday, 6 to 6, Saturday, 6 to 5, closed on Sunday. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913, and that is the St. Joe Meat Market. And yes, Harvey and Carol and the whole gang at the meat market there, they proudly sponsor this program here. And, they'd love to see you come in the meat market tomorrow before the 4th and stock up with all of those good items that are on sale. Yes, they made lots of hot dogs, lots of brats, lots of hamburger patties, those Joe Town brats, and also the hamburger patties and the sloppy joes, the meat all furnished by the St. Joe Meat Market for the parish festival. And yeah, they ordered a bunch, so they're looking forward to each and every one of you coming out. So hope to see you there one time or another. All right. So back to the story. So Cy graduated from Betty's concertina lessons, and of course continued on in high school, busy like you are when you are in high school. So kind of an excuse to let the concertina slide. You know, you're in those formative years where you're afraid of peer pressure. You're afraid what your fellow students, kids are going to think about you if you play old-time music and if you play the concertina. Not necessarily an accepted instrument, I was thinking back in those years. So I didn't play it much through my high school years. Then I met a guy by the name of Ron Eichmeyer, a fellow classmate of mine. He happens to be a brother to my uncle, Ken Eichmeyer, that's married to my aunt, Linda Funnenstein. And Ron was playing in a polka band, playing for the Ray Dronnell Orchestra. And we got to be good friends, of course, through meeting from Kenny and Linda getting married back then in about 1968. Met at their shower dance, and Ron was playing the bass horn and thought that was pretty cool. And he said, too, he didn't bother him if kids made fun of him or whatever. You know, he was making money. And these same kids are going to dances and stuff, and they're spending money. And so Ron thought it was pretty cool. And I did, too, and good friends like Ron. So long about then, Ron got me into the Ray Dronnell Orchestra, started playing trumpet with the Ray Dronnell Orchestra. In the meantime, Ron playing old-time music. You play concertina, too, so picked it up again and started playing a little bit and enjoying it. And boy, I'll tell you, when you let it slide, you lose a little bit of that reflex. So had a, like on the bicycle, you got to get back and start pedaling a little bit to get your legs in shape. So I was starting to practice again and play a little bit. And then I started getting some phone calls. Got a call to play with, I think it was the Happy Huntsmen. They used to play for St. Joe for the Fireman's Dance back in the days. And several of those guys in the band were firemen, and so they wanted to just enjoy themselves. So I got hired, and I had my dad drum, and so we played a two-piece job for the firemen that one year at the fire hall. And then some other people started to call. The Rose Tones, Jeanette Myers, and Ron T. Schaefer, they needed a concertina player, so I played a number of jobs with them on concertina. Ron was the drummer. Jeanette played guitar and sang. And so we played at the Richmond Ballroom, Clarissa Ballroom. So, yeah, started to feel pretty good about myself leading the band. And, of course, still playing with Ray Dronnell on the trumpet. And then Mindy Jensen was the drummer, decided to retire. And so we tried a number of different drummers, and it didn't always work out. Some of them were more in the country or rock and roll variety. And so one day Ron says to me, "Si, why don't you have your dad give you a lesson or two on the drums?" So that's what we did. Set up the drums up in the living room. Dad taught me how to hold the sticks and how to keep a beat there, just a matter of a couple songs with the record player. And then Dad said, "That's about all I can tell you. That's how I learned, just self-taught. And so you just play along with the records." And so I did that for a couple of days. And well, then they had the beer gardens going in Cold Spring in those years, and Ray would do three-piece up there. So it was Ron and Ray and myself. And so we played a few of those, and it went pretty good. And so then Ray said, "Why don't you start playing with the band?" So with the full seven-piece band, booking jobs, I was the regular drummer. And I remained there until Ray folded up the band, and that was back in the early 90s. So at that time, Ron met Harlan Panoff, the Harlanders, and Ron started playing bass horn. He wanted to keep playing, so he was playing bass horn and guitar with the Harlanders, and Mel Mares was the drummer for Harlan, and Mel got a job working with the electronics store. I believe it was Team Electronics or something like that, and he was working weekends and nights, and so he couldn't play. So Ron says, "Would you like to start playing with Harlan?" So I played one job with Harlan, and Harlan and I clicked, and Harlan said, you're full-time, Si, we need you." And so I played with Harlan until the 2000s when we folded up the band there. I think 2008 was when we recorded the gospel recording, Harlanders Old Time Gospel, and I was on that recording just a month or so after I had my hips replaced. That's when we recorded that, and so I'm very proud to be part of that. But through the years, I recorded with Ray on several CDs, recorded with the Harlanders on that gospel CD, and, of course, did record with the Deutschmeisters back in the early 70s. Tony and Betty did something really nice for some of their students. So some of their students that that took quite a few lessons from them, they contacted them and were wondering if they wanted to be part of this recording, and they called it Deutschmeisters and Friends. And I happened to be on that recording playing two songs, and we're going to play those for you now in just a moment. But yeah, a lot of great musicians on that recording. So I went down to the Twin Cities to the recording studio along with several of the Deutschmeisters. So Maynard Nathy and his son on that recording, they did three songs. Tony and Terry and Todd Thielen, the TNTs, had a little band back in the days. Also had the flooring store in Cold Spring, and they did a couple of songs on that particular recording. Tony and himself on concertina, Al Culla on the harmonica did the Guido Polka. Al Culla did a couple of numbers on this recording. Kenneth and Doreen Kulzer, yes, just talked to Doreen last week, and they recorded a couple of songs on this recording. Butch Wolf and Kevin Motschke did a couple on there, and also Andy Stangler did several on this recording. Arlene Tyson on the same recording, along with some Deutschmeister numbers with the full band. And myself, I did two numbers, did the Strymon's Waltz and the Flutophone Polka. So we're going to start things out with a polka tune here, the Flutophone Polka. I need to find that. So here we go. This is me on the concertina, Betty on the piano, and I believe Mickey on the drums, and it's the Flutophone Polka. ¶¶ And there it is, the Flutophone Polka. Yes, myself, yours truly, on the concertina there. And backed up with Betty on the piano and her son, Mickey Wolf, on the drums. 12 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock, and that's pretty much wraps up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And we'll be back with music, more music, old-time music on the way here. And again, Kelly Bryant was supposed to be our guest, and she'll be joining us on the 23rd of July. And that is Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up 471st edition, and this show featuring yours truly, Cy Funenstein, a little bit of autobiography of myself, and I've had requests to do that in the past, and never quite got around to it, so not a complete autobiography, but some of the highlights of over the years playing with some of the bands. And as I'm listening and thinking to myself, I filled in with a lot and lot of bands over the years. So got to fill in with the Graniteers on a couple of dance jobs down in the cities when they were missing a drummer. Bobby Roberts used to call me frequently because he would have a conflict with a musician or two. Played with Al Culla and the Merrymakers. Back in the days when I was still playing trumpet, filled in on trumpet with Al and the Merrymakers. And played with Butch Wolf, two-piece job. Oh, some of those were really fun. Those were usually in bars or saloons, and not anybody in there when we set up. Looks like it's going to be a quiet evening. By midnight, the ceiling was almost coming down, and people were just hooting and hollering, and Butch just had a great time. And fun jobs with Butch. Played with Andy Stangler over the years. Andy was just a great concertina player. Had some fun times, and a number of other bands that I filled in with over the years, and just a great experience. And my mom and dad aren't here physically to hear this, but I really give thanks to them. Dad really believed in music, and mom supported him. And so dad worked, mom was the housewife. So dad worked, and he played with the dance band, earned that extra money that put us all through Catholic education and through music. And each one of us nine kids all were put through the band program in school. So really take my hat off to my mom and dad. And mom, of course, at home, she pulled everything out of the hat to get us kids to practice. And as we think back, it really paid dividends. So back in the days, she'd give us all chores, and somebody'd have to sweep the floor after the meals. Somebody'd have to do the dishes, one or two of them. Somebody'd have to go vacuum. But we all had our chores. And so mom once in a while would say, Searle, if you want to practice your concertina, I will take your spot doing the drying the dishes for you. And so anytime you get an offer like that, it was like, wow, okay, that's a fair trade. I'll go play that concertina. And so you got better as you practiced more and didn't realize what was happening to yourself back in those years, because you couldn't wait to get outside and go play ball or run down to the creek and go fishing or anything like that. But yeah, you'd always practice that half hour to an hour, and it really started to show up. Practice makes perfect. So yeah, and again, thanks to mom and dad for doing that. And then when we'd get company, even, you know, you'd get sent to bed at 9 o'clock. And back in those days, grandpa and grandma would stop in probably. They'd come from St. Martin, so they'd stop in at about 9 o'clock. Maybe they were visiting one of the other sons or daughters of theirs in St. Cloud or whatever. And that was a big trip from St. Martin to St. Cloud. So as long as they were there, maybe they were there earlier in the evening, and then they'd be heading home, and they said, oh, we'll stop in by Junior and Ginny, and we'll see them. And, of course, Dad would be out playing on a Saturday night, but then Mom would welcome him in, and us kids were all up in bed, but Mom would come up there. Searle, do you want to come down and play concertina for Grandpa and Grandma? So then I would have to come down and play 3, 4, 5 songs for them, and they so appreciated that. They just loved it. And I don't know what my brothers and sisters thought that I got to get out of bed again and come down and play, but it was a neat experience for me. And through the years, 9 of us kids, 2 of us stayed playing in the old-time music and circuit, the playing out for jobs. And that would be me and my youngest brother, Paul. Paul worked with the Deutschmeisters first, and then joined up with Ron Eichmeier and the Wildwoods, playing with them. Of course, filled in with a number of other bands, but currently playing with Bobby Moore and the Smokin' Guns. And Paul, of course, picked up the bass guitar along with trumpet and trombone. Very talented musician. And again, that's thanks to Mom and Dad and what they all did for us. So a little bit more there after our musical treat about what all happened in our family life and my background. So, and music to me is so therapeutic. I really, really enjoy playing. Now that I've retired from the meat market, I find myself with a little more time. So I left the concertina sitting out on the living room floor. And so quite frequently, I'll stop in the morning after breakfast and pick it up and play for a half hour, 45 minutes, something like that. And it's like the old bicycle, a little rough when you first get on, a little rusty, you're kind of wobbly, but after you pedal for a little while, you get pretty smooth. And the concertina, I'm not any Andy Stangler or Carl Hartwig by any means, but can play a number of songs again, and it's coming back, so I want to keep playing it. And it just gives you that feeling of peace when you play that instrument. It's always been that way, playing the drums, playing the trumpet. I've enjoyed all of it. And of course, playing trumpet back in the days, played with a good friend Tom Merton in school. We used to play taps for Memorial Day service every year out in the cemetery. And then back in those years, we had different music directors at church. And so they would get Tom and I to play trumpet along with some of the hymns that were played during the church, some of the big occasions. They'd always feature a trumpet with the organ. And so great, great experiences. It's always a commitment, and a lot of young peers, young friends of ours thought, oh, that's a lot of work. But as I look back, I'm so glad I did it. So any rate, enough about me. One more song on the way, and that's one off of the Deutschmeisters and Friends. I did a waltz tune. It's one called the Strymon's Waltz. Oh, The Strymon Waltz, and that is yours truly, Cy, on the concertina, along with Betty on the piano, and Mike Wolf on the drums, known as Mickey. So back in the days when I was playing concertina and playing along with the Deutschmeisters. And yeah, they did this Deutschmeisters and Friends CD, and it was really, of course, back then it was album, two double album set, and was a really nice opportunity because, like Betty said, a lot of you students will never get the opportunity to play in a band. And so let's give you a chance to be recorded, and really a nice thing that they did. So, and we got treated to a meal after the recording, and we got a couple of record albums that time for being on it, and we thought we were top of the world back in those years. 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. So I played with Ray Dronnell, and I believe this was one of the recordings I'm on. Ray does the Halinka Waltz. The Halinka Waltz with the Ray Dronnell Orchestra, Ray on the concertina solo there, Ron Eichmeyer on the bass horn, I believe, and myself on the drums. And yeah, giving praise and credit to my folks for being supportive and getting us all through music. And then I got married, met my wife, Janet Sheffers, at a dance at the Granite City Coliseum, and met her in October of 1970. And then we didn't meet again till Christmas night. The Deutschmeisters were playing at the Granite City Coliseum. And my sister, Joan, and myself, there was nothing happening on Christmas night. So we decided to go to the dance. And Joan, of course, knew a lot of different guys, and the boys were keeping her busy dancing, and I was sitting by myself in the booth, and all of a sudden, here came Janet, along with her twin sister Janice and her boyfriend Dan Primus, who she later married. And we sat together and danced together, and well, then I thought, hey, there might be something going here. So I asked her to go to a date the following week, New Year's Eve, at the Richmond Coliseum. I would be playing with the Reid Ronald Orchestra, drumming. And she said, yeah, let's do that. So we did. And the rest is kind of history. And I really have to give thanks and praise to my wife for being supportive of my career in music. Having three kids of our own, and of course, Tammy being challenged physically and mentally with her condition there from age 4 to age 16 when she passed on. And Janet stayed home night and day with her and took care of her. And of course, Dwight and Kyle, the two boys, helping her there. And just we held it all together. And because of the extra money that I was able to earn from playing, the boys were put through Catholic education. And I think they've turned out well. Dwight is currently chief of police in St. Joe, has his landscaping business, and Kyle is now in Brainerd and working for a shuttle service up there and happy as a lark, driving for John Ole Olson, and very, very successful there too. So it gives you a lot of satisfaction to know that things have turned out. So not boasting, not bragging, just the way it is. So with that, I got to meet a lot of good people. Right now, we need to move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is sponsored by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport. And Jeannie Bonfig, well, she texted me some information late yesterday and says, hello, we are just back from another fantastic Alaska tour. And so here is some information for you today. Now is the time to reserve your seats on the summer, fall, and holiday tours with Jeannie B's Tours. If you are looking for a one-day getaway, there is still room on the July 26th or August 9th Jasper's Musical in the Park, Park Rapids, or you can see the Million Dollar Quartet at the Old Log Theater. Now, the 26th is when we are going with Jeannie, and we are going up to Jasper's. I believe it's actually the 27th. I'm not sure about that. I have to check that date. But at any rate, we're going to be traveling there, and should be a fun. And Auntie Creamsagen and her boyfriend there, they are some of the main actors. They were along on the Branson trip, and so we got a little taste of it. They should be really, really good. So we're looking forward to that. Then there's the Jersey Boys at the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater. That's always an awesome day away. The Silly Church Basement Ladies are ready to entertain you at the Ames Center in Burnsville, Minnesota, with their new show, A Mighty Fortress is Our Basement. All Jeannie B's daycation tours include experience guide, deluxe motor coach, meal, show ticket, and prizes and treats on the coach. Fall colors tours include train rides, Taylor Falls, and Gull Lake boat cruises in Minnesota. Minnesota, the Arboretum, Winery and Orchards, and many, many more. So Jeannie B's Tours has 2 and 3 day minications planned for you through December. There are still seats available for the Northwoods Escape Days on August 1st and 2nd. You can enjoy 2 fun-filled days. This loaded itinerary includes the Gull Lake narrated boat cruise, Jasper's Musical Park in Park Rapids, Itasca Park, 3 meals, free time downtown Park Rapids, and Nisswa. And that's all on a Trobex Deluxe Motor Coach through Walker, Minnesota, lodging at the Country Inn and Suites, and optional Northern Lights Casino time in the evening, a great Minnesota getaway. And Jeannie's just lots more information about tours and trips. So to get a hold of Jeannie, her phone number, 320-345-1581. Make that call. She doesn't mind calls on Sundays. She'd love to talk to you today. Tomorrow, just give her a call whenever you have time to sit down, and she'll give you all the information you need, send you out brochures, and make you feel welcome. And yes, we certainly had a great time when we were in Branson this year as well. So lots more information. She's got me texted here. And Everyone, she goes on to say, everyone at Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie B, Art, and everyone at Jeannie B's Tours hopes all of the listeners will celebrate the 4th of July holiday safely with family and friends. Remember, seeing is believing. And that's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Proudly bringing us first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, going to play a couple of songs yet before we end this edition. And right now, this one is one called the Oompa Town Favorites Polka, one of the bands I've always looked up to, the Ray Dorschner Rainbow Valley Dutchmen. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman, one called the Oompa Town Favorites Polka. And yeah, I get a lot of requests for that one from time to time here on Chasm. And great number. And one of the bands I really looked up to over the years. Just thought they were a class act and great band. Got to see them at the German Fest several times over the years in Milwaukee and really enjoyed their music. Winding down here on our musical treat for Dancing Feet in the final portion, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And Kevin is one of those great guys that I've gotten to meet over my lifetime, and boy, one of the really good things that has happened to me. Kevin told me to try out one of those Hustlers one day. I didn't know Kevin from Adam. And by golly, he let me use one of those Hustlers, and I was hooked. It is a nice machine. heavy duty built in Caterpillar yellow, and it just makes the lawn cutting a joy. It is fun to cut lawn. I really look forward to it every week. And of course, we have a sprinkler system in, so the grass has been growing. And so we'll and Kevin keeps those mowers in repair for me. I take them out there once a year and have them annually inspected. Lubricants changed. He inspects all the belts and hoses and gets them in shape. And knock on wood, they've been running like a charm. And had them for a good number of years now. So you can do the same. Give Kevin a call. Make sure he's there. 320-363-7459. That's 320-363-7459. You will enjoy going out to Kevin's Countryside. It's a nice drive north of St. Joe, out into the country, a nice laid-back atmosphere out there. And if you want to try one out, he's got the milking barn, the milking parlor, remodeled into a showroom. And it's got a nice little overhead door in it. And he pops that door open, and you can sail right out of there with one of those hustlers. He'll let you cut his whole lawn if you want to cut. And it's really nice. And boy, they perform. So, yeah, you'll have to check him out. Of course, Kevin does accept trades. So if you've got a machine, it's getting a little weak, a little tired, bring it out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on a brand new hustler. He does repair work. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all for you. So give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. And while you're there, you might see that Eagle line of battery-powered equipment there. And so that is the backpack blowers, the weed trimmers, yes, the weed whips. He's got the pole saws, chainsaws, self-propelled lawnmowers. Got it all powered by that 56 lithium battery power, and a really sweet deal. Kevin checks things out before he invests in it, before he starts selling it. He wants to make sure that he's selling you good quality equipment. That stuff is good quality equipment. So check it out at Kevin's the next chance you get. Kevin Mauger, Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That's pretty much been all about yours truly, Cy, today. Yes, our guest was not able to be here today. So I've kind of interviewed myself and talked about the bands I've played for over the years. The latest one that I recorded with was the Lester Schuft, the Country Dutchman band. And we recorded in 2013, and I drummed on 6 numbers on that recording. And recently recorded in 2021. And then we started planning the CD back in 2019. Recorded in 2021. The CD came out last April in 2022. And it's called Classic Cars, Classic Polkas in a Classic Car. Dr. Lester Schuft. And right now I'm going to close things up with one called The Dutch Maid Waltz from that recording. It's a Ray Dorschner recording. It actually comes out of the library of the Elmer Scheid Band. It was the arrangement we used to record. And a great group of musicians to work with. Here it is, The Dutch Maid Waltz. Thank you. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchmen, one called The Dutch Made Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.